in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
And what this illustrates is that South Africa over the last 10 years has been unable to manage the systemic issues of corruption, particularly in the public sector, to account. Because the CPI looks at political and administrative corruption of the public sector, this finding of South Africa remaining stagnant over the last 10 years illustrates that the country is unable to prioritize anti-corruption aims and place it high on the national agenda.
And that was legal researcher at Corruption Watch, Mashudu Masuta. Meanwhile, program coordinator at the Democracy Development Program, Brian Mhlongo, says until action is taken against those found guilty of corruption, the country will continue to stagnate and may even regress.
It's essentially quite expected. Just based on the amount of corruption that's been in the public eye over the past 10 years, I think citizens and generally institutions' responses to corruption have not been sufficient to warrant that we move up the index, as it were. The unfortunate part is that even the change of presidency back in 2018, as well as some of the reforms that have been instituted into the different institutions that are meant to carry out mechanisms for transparency and accountability, haven't yielded as much results as we would like them to.
South Africa's had numerous commissions of inquiries. We've read several reports stemming from these commissions that look into specific acts of corruption, including the state capture inquiry. Are these not considered deliberate steps in trying to address the problem of corruption?
I think whilst there are steps at attempting to figure out and find out where the different aspects of corruption occur within the state and other government institutions, we unfortunately haven't seen this turning over into the types of prosecutions, for instance, that we'd like to see in the public sector. We haven't seen real backlash in terms of the party political stance in relation to corrupt activities from their members. And that becomes the difficulty. Whilst we might have a lot of allegations, right, we might have a lot of issues being discussed in the public arena, it's not really manifesting or it's not really becoming part of what we would call real consequences for the people who are perpetrating those acts of corruption.
Brian, if we have to look at the state capture reports, for example, which really, you know, was very in-depth in wanting to look at the issue of state capture and the various levels of corruption within our government, do you think that it provides a platform here for the country to reposition itself, to take the action needed to address corruption and to perhaps change the standing on the Transparency International Index?
I think definitely with the State of Capture Commission, given the duration, but also its intentionality with which it pursued the various allegations on state capture, definitely gives us an opportunity, or at least gives us a platform to start to shift the narrative around these acts of corruption. When it comes to the necessary reforms that have been instituted in the National Prosecuting Authority, the work that's been undertaken in order to reform some of the boards of state-owned enterprises, for instance, that's some of the work that's already gone into it, but it needs to be more concrete. And particularly when it comes to the big names that are involved in the report, or at least that are implicated in the report, those are the ones that also need to be prosecuted or at least acted against, both by the institutions for whom they are working, but also for the National Prosecuting Authority and the general criminal justice system. If we don't see those actors doing the work post the releasing of all of the different parts of the report, then it means that we might have missed the boat and missed another opportunity. And of course, beyond stagnating, we might actually end up moving backwards if no action is undertaken as a result of the State Capture Commission.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.